You're listening to SBS News.
Australian housing affordability will continue to improve moderately over the next 12 months because of low mortgage interest rates and lower housing prices. It's measured as the proportion of household income borrowers need to meet repayments on new mortgages. Real estate agents like John Molloy from Prosper Real Estate say the housing market is already experiencing a flurry of activity.
People are really throwing that money at the place they want to live in because it's becoming much more important for them in COVID times. I think it's we've washed through the hard times, and now if you have a stable job and a stable income, it's very easy to get a loan. A lot of people are finding that now, and that's why we are seeing so much more buyer activity. At the same time, there's not a lot of stock to buy, so we are seeing prices starting to creep up for owner-occupied stock.
For all capital cities, apartments and houses in Australia are the most affordable, or nearly the most affordable they've been in years. A new report from Moody's Investor Services found for new home loans in September, Australian households with two income earners were paying 23% of their monthly income on mortgage repayments. That's down from 25.1% a year earlier. With affordability improving across all the major capital cities, the last time housing was this affordable was back in March 2009 in the aftermath of the global financial crisis. Moody's Investment Service Vice President Elena Chen says it's due to two main factors: record low interest rates and falling house prices.
For a new borrower, it definitely, we've seen house prices decrease about 1.5%. over the last 6 months. It is still up slightly compared to a year ago, but it is, I think people will find cheaper to take on a mortgage loan at this point, given the historically low interest rates, and probably going forward, a further cut in the near future.
Elena Chen says as household incomes are dropping, government stimulus measures like JobKeeper are beginning to taper off.
We do see a downside risk, as you mentioned, is probably on the income side when government income payments for COVID, such as JobKeeper and JobSeeker, does end in early 2021. So that will put pressure on the income side. But in terms of new borrowers entering into the housing market, we think that that impact will not outweigh the impact of much lower interest rates and a soft housing market.
Meanwhile, the Reserve Bank believes the country's first recession in three decades may have ended in the September quarter. The Deputy Governor of the Reserve Bank of Australia, Guy DeBell, told Senate estimates the impact from Victoria's strict lockdown hasn't been as bad as expected.
September quarter for the country probably recorded positive growth. The strength of the growth elsewhere in the country was more than the drag from Victoria, and possibly the drag from Victoria was a little less than what we guessed back in August.
It comes ahead of a highly anticipated Reserve Bank of Australia board meeting next week, when interest rates are expected to be cut to just 0.1%. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.